KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. We're at 15 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. In an update to our story last hour, the Iowa State Patrol is investigating a crash that happened at around 6:37 a.m. today at the intersection of Highways 92 and 148, or 750th and Richland Road here in Cass County. Cumberland Messina Rescue and the Cass County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The vehicles were blocking the road at the intersection when law enforcement arrived. There were a total of three subjects in the vehicles altogether. According to law enforcement, two people were injured and transported to the Cass County Hospital by Messina and Cumberland Fire EMS. No other details are currently available. A picture of the scene can be viewed in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Creston Police Department says the Creston Parks and Recreation Department reported to authorities Monday afternoon that a slide had been damaged at McKinley Park in Creston. The incident happened sometime in mid-June of this year and resulted in damage amounting to $9,384. And a Creston man reported to police Monday morning that a building he owns at 105 West Adams Street was vandalized. A window was broken out with the damage estimated at $1,300. A Creston man was arrested last night. Authorities say 25-year-old Austin Blass was arrested at his residence on two counts of theft in the fifth degree. Bond set at $600. A second correctional officer has died after contracting COVID-19. A spokesperson for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, or AFSCME, said that the officer worked at the Clarinda Correctional Facility, but no other information has been released. The Iowa Department of Corrections had previously reported that a staff member at the Iowa Correctional Institute for Women in Mitchellville died on November 16th due to COVID-19 infection. Corrections officials say 10 inmates have died from COVID-19 complications. State's coronavirus dashboard earlier this morning indicated there are 1,902 new positive cases of COVID-19 and 24 additional deaths. The total number of positive cases since the beginning of the pandemic amounts to 230,898. Deaths totaled 2,427. There was one more death reported in Harrison County for a total there of 30. Long-term care facilities report 1,069 deaths, and deaths attributed in part to pre-existing medical conditions amounted to 1,336. Now, hospitalizations are beginning to creep back up after several consecutive days of declines. The data showed 1,172 patients are hospitalized as of this morning with COVID-19. That was 10 more than on Monday. 235 COVID patients are in an ICU, 129 were admitted, and 44 were on a ventilator. Hospitals in southwest western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, say there are 64 hospitalized. 20 are in an ICU. That's four more than yesterday. Four were admitted compared to nine on Monday, and nine COVID patients are on a ventilator. There were eight yesterday. Long-term care facility outbreaks are up from 156 Monday to 162 today, and that is another record. Iowans who have recovered from the virus, number 137,431. While 1,215,670 have been tested to date, there were 4,613 lab results returned yesterday with 3,432 negative results and 1,171 positive results. The 14-day rolling average positivity rate in Iowa is at 17.1%. Cass County's rate is slightly higher at 18.2%. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Monday heard a request from Cass County Firefighters Association in support of their efforts to obtain a grant amounting to roughly $343,000, which, if approved, would help to pay for 700 megahertz radios and base units as part of the statewide interoperable communications system, or ISICS. Part of the grant requirement is a 5% local match. Cass County Firefighters Association President J.C. Wyman said the system is superior to what the departments currently use, judging by the few radios they have on hand that they've worked with.
We just believe that the system's, it's almost flawless. It's not flawless because of the radios, but it's way better than what we currently have. My department, Grizzle, personally, we use it quite a bit when we run down through Montgomery County. Works phenomenal. We don't have a problem reaching dispatch centers, things like that. I know I've talked to other departments, other chiefs around, and they're kind of on the same page. They can reach out to the comm centers. You know, if they're going down Southeast County, towards Adams County, stuff like that, they have no problems reaching the comm center. So it's really good for us to be able to communicate that way.
The combined efforts of all the area departments, Wyman said, make their chances of getting a grant better than if they'd each tried individually. Wyman said the cost of the 45 mobile radios with 14 handhelds is $341,265. The federal government requires a 5% local match, or that's about $17,064.
The grant is not open yet. It won't open until March or early next 2021. So technically it can't be submitted yet, but he's getting in the process of writing it, doing our things. That grant will be awarded late 2021 sometime. They're thinking late October.
Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon said the EMA and 911 Center fully support the grant application. He said the state built the ISIX system used by the State Patrol and DOT, and Cass County, he said, was taking steps to integrate the communication system into ISIX.
Currently, across the street in the dispatch center, we're in the midst of a $300,000 project paid for by surcharge money, the 911 surcharge, to incorporate our consoles, radio consoles that let us reach out to law enforcement, fire, and so forth in the county. Now, see, that's where the link is. I mean, in order to make this all work, you got to have those radios and mics in the hand of those fire departments, personnel that are out there.
Getting the radios for the county fire departments, Kennan said, would complete that process. Local law enforcement are already using the system. The supervisors did not set a dollar amount for the county's share during their meeting Monday, but did unanimously support the Cass County Firefighters Association application and will act on a funding level during their meeting, their budget meetings coming up next year, early next year. The state has locked in a price with Motorola, so regardless of when the radios are actually purchased, the price itself will not increase. In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved on a case-by-case basis family farm credits and agricultural land credits in accordance with Iowa Code. County Engineer Trent Wolkin informed the board the Secondary Roads Department is continuing with projects such as installing driveway pipes, tree clearances, and ditch work while the weather is still good. He said also there's been no word from the DOT with regard to the proposed closing of 570th Street under Interstate 80. Supervisor John Hartkopf reported that the Cass-Audubon Border Economic Development Agreement, or CABEDA, board met on November 19th to discuss a potential client for the Valley Business Park about Highway 71 and Interstate 80, and that there's another client interested in pursuing financing for the same area. Hartkopf said that the two interests could be combined, that it would bring a lot of tax dollars to the county if they could work something out. Negotiations and other details, though, are still being worked out. Also in the news this morning, the Glenwood Police Department reports three arrests. Last Wednesday, 24-year-old Kristen Gleason of Sydney was arrested for OWI first offense. 21-year-old Tristan Herrera of Glenwood was arrested Wednesday for driving while barred. Both posted cash or surety bonds and were released. And last Friday, 19-year-old Chase Ives of Omaha was arrested for carrying weapons and possession of a controlled substance. Ives also posted bond and was released. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.